We are continuing our show, Poets in the Exile, and Akhlad al-Muzaffar, the poet from Iraq, and this is the second part.
The negative, now we talk about rejecting the negative part of the religion.
Yeah, but they cannot dare to say these things there in Iraq because many people get killed.
Do you dare to say them in Finland as a poet?
I dare to say it, yes. And I say it in my poetry. And I was talking about the broken chains, which I have broken.
Mm-hmm.
I think only with me what makes me unbroken. That was part of my poems.
So, can we just listen to this poem?
You want to know, to listen to this part, I can tell you.
Yes, of course.
It was like the beginning of the, I was talking about myself. I came here to practice my hobby, vulnerability. I came to expose what I don't want to expose. I'm breaking the barriers. I was talking about myself. I have a child conviction. I'm open to receive. I love deeply and I think deeply. But then I stopped and tell the person to come to take a journey in my heart to know more about me.
And how was the response to from the Arabic audience to this poem?
Unfortunately, when you write something in English, if you read in English, they can't read a lot. So they don't even reach the part when I was talking about it. Even my father and some of my friends, they share it on the first book.
So that
could
be...
Nobody care. If I write in Arabic, then people will read. But if I write in English, even they know English, but they don't have this patience to read.
So sometimes the writer tends to write in other language, not the language of his people or the language of his his mother language. It tends to write in other language in bid to make people not understand whatever he says, to keep himself safe, far away from the dangers or the potential dangers.
It will not make me be that big danger because I didn't insult anyone. I was talking about myself, how I was feeling, what is going on in my heart. So when they said it, people like they, and then the poem, you look frightened. What do you see there?
Mm-hmm.
Is it confusion, wounds, a kite, a scattered pearl necklace, mm-hmm. broken chains, a worried woman, and a blindfolded man. So I'm mentioning then. I start to say, tell this person, stay, take another look. We may learn something. Let's gather strength from my struggles. So I start to mention the confusion, the broken chains, and the wounds, and the kite. So when I talked about the chains, broken chains are the chains of traditions and religion, which I have broken. I took only with me what makes me unbroken. That these chains, we saw broken chains in my heart, these chains means that I am free from the tradition chains that were taking me, and the religion chains that I broke all of them. I'm not anymore.
Can we have
example
that?
Like, I'm not feeling shame to adopt some habit here in Finland.
Like what?
Like going to sauna, meeting, going to bars, dancing disco, going to have a dinner with dating a girlfriend, drinking alcohol, all these things. I'm not ashamed, I'm not feeling guilty to do it. I do it as much as I'm doing it in the right way and with feeling comfortable. As long as I don't feel guilty, there is no shame. Because people having this shame is for religion that shaming them. Oh, you do that and you are not polite, you are not grown in a good family, your family are bad because you drink alcohol, for example. There is some families having this kind of perspective about drinking, about dating, about other things. Even if someone have a strong opinion to doubt his faith or something, people are afraid to show it because they feel afraid to show it that people will shame them or they will make them feel guilty or they go to hell or some kind of mythology they have it through that time they were growing up there. So that's why I get rid of
how
all
how did you how did you overcome all these obstacles or all those
it wasn't easy because still until now I cannot write or express myself online. I can express it with friends
activities of expressing yourself with your friends.
I say my opinion, honestly, directly.
Don't you dare to say it, for example, to public?
I don't. Not because of me, but because I'm afraid there is some people there in Iraq get hurt by because of my opinion.
Your family?
My family. Even I can say it with my family, but I don't say it in public because many things happen. I said things before, even when I was younger. They don't come to tell me what I said is wrong or as they see it is wrong. And this is like forbidden in religion or something. You cannot say that. Or you shame on you, your family, you are from this family, so you are from this area, so you have to behave and be exactly how they are, so they will feel proud of you. So when I was so different, I try to have my own opinion, my own way, and I doubt things. I tell this is wrong, or I don't respect that, I don't want to follow that. They don't tell me anything. They go direct to my father and tell him, how can your son say that?
So you are still respected because of your family system and because you still relate to your family in Iraq, and you just worry if you bad thing might happen to your family in case you say something there or boldness.
My brothers can maybe get hurt. I don't know, but. If it can get more to the news and or someone in Finland say that against the religion, against the system, against the things, so the people there, I've seen so much. They don't target the person, but they target the family to hurt him because he is protected here in Finland or in Europe. So many times happened that my father came home so angry because neighbors or some other member of the family come and tell him some hard word that were hurting him, and he knows what I said is right. So he started to advise me a lot. Keep your opinion for yourself. Keep your opinion for anything you believe in, keep it yours. If you don't believe in that, don't tell anyone. Don't share it with anyone. Even if they have some same idea like me, they don't show it to me because they are afraid that maybe I said, my father also thinking the same like me, so I will make trouble to them when I was like 17, 18, 19. So I start to understand why they were hiding a lot in that time when the Saddam regime, if they have some opinion against Saddam. So they were afraid, I can talk outside that my family think like this, I also think like this about Saddam, then the regime will take my father to jail and they maybe execute him and they execute my brothers or me. So that time the fear was there all the time. Even now after war, anyone see opinion, you know, against the Shia system about what's going on, the corruption is going on, the same.
You still have same restrictions that you have experienced in Saddam's time.
Even in Mosul now, if people are when ISIS were having more control there, anyone say tell them directly about they are wrong, they can take him and they can kill him. So that fear is already there. So now I express myself through poetry, and I can be more brave to show, so at least I can talk about the exile, the feelings, the
do you target in your poetry some audience rather than others?
No, I talk generally with everyone, to everyone. I don't have it first because it's for me that the writing helping me so much to organize my mind, my thoughts, my attention, what I want to do, and to understand myself also more about what kind of things I intend to write, why I love to write about these things more than others. So I start to know, to understand my own psychology, why I love to write about this, and I start to avoid other topics. So it helped me. Then people liked it. Like the way I cannot write, for example, poetry for comedy or for laughing. I'm more serious with my poetry. And I don't write about romantic love. It's important to write about it. But now I'm not into that. I write about the love, the care, the wounds that need to be healed, the memories that how sometimes before I was afraid to share my feeling. Now I'm more vulnerable to expose what I have in my heart through poetry because it will be shorter and give a lot of meaning and nice way. People will love to read it, will love to hear it also from me when I go to on the stage.